Now, the May sunshine has many people dipping their toes in the water already. And whatever about the cold temperatures, there's good news about the improving quality of Irish bathing waters. To tell us more, the EPA's Dr. Eimear Cotter is on the line. Dr. Cotter, good morning to you. And give us that good news about the improvements in Irish bathing water quality.
Good morning. Yes, this is good news today. We're seeing ongoing improvements in the quality of our bathing waters around the country. So 96% of our bathing sites are achieving the minimum standards, and indeed 81% are classified as excellent. So that's really good news. As we go into the summer, as you say, people can avail of these beautiful beaches and swimming spots around the country safe and secure in the knowledge that by and large, the water quality in the areas in our designated bathing sites are of high quality.
Is there more to do, and where?
Certainly, what we're seeing is there's two bathing sites that are classified as poor. So that means there are bathing restrictions there. People aren't allowed to swim there. And they are in Donegal, in Ladies Bay, in Buncrana, Donegal, and also on Sandymount Strand in Dublin. And the issues are different in both of those sites. Up in Ladies Bay and in Buncrana, it's really to do with the wastewater infrastructure, and there is ongoing investment happening by Ishgair and up there. We understand in the EPA that that would be completed this year, and we would hope to see those results come through then in coming years. In Sandymount, it's more of a multitude of factors. There are streams that flow on into Sandymount, picking up contamination from further upstream, be it from misconnections, sewer overflows, and they all need to be identified and tackled. Dublin City Council are chairing a task force to do that, but really efforts need to be stepped up now to return both of those bathing sites to the standards that are required to allow people to avail of these beautiful amenities.
What are the main culprits that lead to fouling of our bathing waters?
So really, it's inadequately treated wastewater and also runoff from land, be it agricultural land and urban areas. We also see dog fouling, bird fouling impacting. The issues are exacerbated in heavy rainfall, and we are seeing more intense, more frequent rainfall events, and that exacerbates those issues. More runoff coming from stormwater overflows, for example, more runoff coming from land. So last year in August, we had very heavy rainfall in the west and the northwest of the country, and indeed many of the beaches there had to be closed because of overflows, because of runoff bringing contaminants into the water and into those waters where people were swimming. So in the context of a changing climate with more intense rainfall, we want to see local authorities build climate resilience into their management plans so that they're better positioned in terms of protecting our bathing waters during these increasingly frequent, more intense rainfall events.
And Ishgair, and the level of investment there and tackling of problems there, is that proceeding to plan?
So we're needing ambitious and sustained investment in our wastewater infrastructure, and we've seen in the EPA improvements over the last number of years in that regard, but there still are areas that need investment, and in particular in relation to bathing waters. I've mentioned already Ladies Bay in Buncrana and Donegal. They also have a role to play in Sandymount Strand in terms of the collection network, but we do see results when investment goes in. One good example of that is Tronamon and Anshpe Dale, where frequently the bathing water there was impacted by discharges, raw sewage discharges. A new wastewater treatment plant was built, and we can see already the results there for Tronamon improving and turning around. So when the investment goes in to where it's needed most, we can see the results in terms of, in this case, improving bathing waters and more broadly benefiting the environment.
The evidence speaks for itself. Dr. Eimear Cotter from the EPA, thank you very much indeed. And we'll have the business news after the break.